Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, January 27th, I'll talk about how to make the most of Mars retrograde. We'll be in this cycle for almost 12 weeks, starting on Monday, January 23rd. And what we do with this cycle will have a major influence on the next 2 years for us. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to announce a new type of consultation that I'm now doing through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. And every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take and for the next 2 years. So it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period. So you can consider them fully. It's best to schedule this consult earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research your options. So call our toll-free number to schedule, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. You can also go for more information to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And now that the new year is here, don't just buy a regular calendar to keep track of the days. Get a calendar that will tell you what time it really is, when to act, when to wait, and how to best use your time. That way you can work in harmony with the universe and be much more successful. The 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is a color-coded and easy-to-use calendar. It applies to everyone, especially to your projects, work activities, and important decisions. It includes those pesky timeouts when nothing comes of the actions you're taking, so you can avoid taking important actions then. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And order your Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can be more successful by working in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we begin Mars retrograde on Monday, January 23rd. Third time you've heard that, right? This cycle will last all the way through April 13th. And for these 12 weeks, it's time to do strategic planning for the next 2 years. So you can choose to do this personally for your department or your company. Doesn't matter which way you do this. It's simply very important to do it. This is the time to ask yourself what you most want to do for the next 2 years, which tasks bring you plenty of juice, and which activities bring your company or department the most revenue. Typically, business tends to slow down during Mars retrograde. This is a gift from the universe, if it happens, and that's so that we can do this type of planning. So start the process near the beginning of this cycle and schedule it multiple times until you gain clarity regarding the direction you want to head over the next 2 years. And we all change over time, and our interests change too. So what we do in our work needs to change over time to reflect those changing interests. Now, this is also an excellent time to do market research, beta test new products or services with potential users, or take the time to do personal inward research. What's important to understand at this point in time is that you truly do not know what direction is most beneficial for you to take over the next 2 years. This 12-week period is being provided so you can find out. So make good use of it, and you'll be well ahead of others who don't. Now, this cycle is challenging because plenty of anger, frustration, and resentment tend to boil to the surface. And whatever has been swept under the rug is now out in the open. This is actually healthy. It needs to occur for real resolutions to be achieved. However, this is the major challenge of this cycle, and if it's not handled well, the situation can worsen. I highly recommend that you use the process in the book titled Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life. It's by Marshall Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G. And you can also visit his site at www.CNVC.org. That's CNVC.org. To find facilitators and workshop leaders who teach this practice. And I'll include that link in today's What's Up in the Heavens. It's well worth learning this tool, and it's highly effective for all types of challenging conversations, especially handling anger. Now, the Mars retrograde cycle is also likely to correspond to more people in the streets, such as the Occupy Wall Street movement or other critical mass actions. So we'll see what happens there. Now, in addition, we get the new moon very late on Sunday night in the Pacific time zone or in the early hours of Monday morning for the East Coast. So be careful about investing once we get to the new moon on January 23rd or 22nd, depending on your time zone. Because although everything may look like a strong go, this date is when someone is turning around and going the other way. So be careful about being overly optimistic and making commitments at this time. This is not the right time. Now, this new moon also has a cycle that's terrific for getting talked into doing something that you shouldn't be doing, which is shown by the cycle of Mercury trine Mars. The cycle is great for debates, pointed discussions, and getting your message out to others. It's already in range. It peaks on January 23rd, and it stays in range through January 26th. So it's best, though, to get your message out before Mars goes retrograde on January 23rd. Now, next, just yesterday on January 19th, a cycle peaked that's associated with lots of extra responsibilities, or perhaps it's hard to complete your responsibilities now. In my neck of the woods, that might be due to all the snow we've had, but there can be numerous reasons for the challenges. This is the cycle of Sun square Saturn. Often associated with managers and leaders getting more assignments, or it can be related to very challenging jobs that must now be finished. Either way, this cycle can feel like you're carrying a burden until it's completed. It also often means that there's no time for fun. The cycle stays in range through January 25th. Now, just as that challenge is occurring, another set of stresses shows up for leaders and managers. The cycle is associated with attempting to do too much or over expansion. This is the cycle of Sun square Jupiter. Leaders may see an opportunity that they would like to pursue, but they have to stay on track to complete those previous assignments. So to make this work, they need to delegate some of the responsibilities that they have or the pursuit of the opportunity, one or the other. This cycle peaks on January 21st and stays in range through January 29th. Now, during this same period, we get another cycle that suggests an opportunity to make a lot of money, which is Venus sextile Pluto. Venus is in her best sign of Pisces, so the opportunities could be quite good. This cycle comes into range on January 17th. Peaks today on January 20th and stays in range through January 22nd. Now watch for those opportunities because they may be there right now. And there may be delays getting them going, but they could be quite good. Now beginning Sunday, January 22nd, we have cycles that are associated with challenging communications. First of all, we may be caught in a mental rut, stuck in rigid ideas, or talk critically about others. This is the cycle of Mercury square Saturn. Now, if you find yourself in this situation, offer a positive solution before you criticize anyone or anything. This cycle peaks on January 27th and stays in range through January 30th. Now, even worse, by January 24th, we may start making lots of critical remarks or worrying about our rigid ideas. This is related to the cycle of Mercury square Jupiter. Or we may run hot and cold on the same topic, enthusiastic one minute to do something, and then sure it won't work the next. This cycle peaks on January 28th through the 29th, and it stays in range through February 1st. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice the red Running Man line beginning on Monday, January 23rd. That's your signal that it's not time to start anything new now. That's because at this point, we really don't know where we're headed, and we need to reconsider this for the next 12 weeks. So even though we have a new moon on Sunday, just hold your horse. It's not time to start new projects, sign contracts, and launch new products or services for the next 12 weeks. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I'm not sure, do we have any room for any more, or do you think we have enough callers?
I think we do. If you want to, yeah, give us a call. 1-800-930-2819 is the number.
Okie doke. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations as well as business and personal Mars retrograde consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off with Christine. She's calling in from Seattle. She had a business question, and her birth date is, looks like Halloween of 31. So, or actually, October 31 of 68, I should say.
Oh,
at 12.
You said October 31?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the wrong
Whoops. All
date.
Right, well, let's fix it. Let's fix it. So, 10-31-68.
Fix that, baby. I had the 30th. Okay, yep. So fix that, baby.
10-31-68.
All right, 10-31.
Yeah, at 12:47 p.m.?
Yep, I got that.
All right, Houston, Texas. So, Christine.
Yep, I got that, too.
Welcome to the show, Christine.
Hello, Madeline. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Doing wonderful. Listen, I have a couple of two-part questions. The first is, I've been in business with a man this last year and now a month. We've been doing pretty well, and his expectations are for even better this year, and so are mine. However, it's been a slow start, and I'm wondering if you can see anything for me in the next year. And also, I've been considering doing a side thing, kind of an offshoot of it. I sell advertising space for chambers of commerce, and I would like to do commercials for small business owners. And I'm kind of wondering if you can see anything about that.
Okay, now is the commercial for small business owners? Would that be a new company?
It would be the same company that I own because I actually have the company.
Same company, but a different.
Yeah,
okay.
Same company.
Okay. Well, now let me just explain to you that I'm looking at your personal birth chart, which and your company has a different chart from this. So, okay. And it's based on the date that you started it with the state.
Okay. I started my company, I believe, the 5th of December of last year.
Of 2011.
That's when I started working with him, and then I got my business license for it the first week of January of last year.
Oh, okay. So that is actually what will tell us the most, you see.
Okay.
That date. But so let me just look at your chart while I've got you here and tell you if I see anything here that might suggest what might be happening for your career or work, day-to-day work. It's not as precise as looking at your company chart because that really tells me a lot more than what I could see in your personal chart.
I understand.
It looks like you're going through a period right now where you're going to rethink your joint resources. And this is going to be for the next 12 weeks. So you're just, you know, you're not quite to where everything will be sort of taking off until after we get past this. And it probably is going to take probably until late June before you're going to get to where this energy is really moving forward in a forward direction in your joint resources area, which would be with a partner. So you're partnered mm-hmm. with this person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So you're, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a slow start. Things are kind of grinding to a halt right now. And you're kind of in the process of going back and rethinking things. So there's rethinking joint resources, rethinking of the partnership in some way. There might be some issues that have to be reconsidered. Then after that's over, you know, by the end of June, things will be worked out and moving, you see, in the forward direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be energizing a lot of joint resources at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see, so into June is when you'll start seeing things move forward in that area, in that arena, and also in the career area.
So okay. How does the money flow look from now until then?
You're self-employed, right? So let's
yes.
see here. Well, it's not bad, but you see, you're kind of looking for whatever is coming through that joint resources to really energize it. So you'll be stronger once that happens, like in late June.
Okay.
It'll be much stronger come late June.
Sounds like there'll be some clarity about how that's going to move forward.
Exactly right. And that's the whole
okay.
purpose of the period that we're going through. And see,
okay.
once it goes through that period, it'll go back over these areas where it's already traveled. So it takes a little while to get to where you're going to have that extra income from your joint resources.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank
That'll
you so much, Madeline.
Bit. You're welcome. All right.
Well, thanks very much. And I think, Madeline, do you have time for one more?
I think we can yes, I
All
think
right.
so.
Let's do it. Let's take Renee. She's calling in from Bellevue. She has another business question, and her birth date is March 11th of 56.
Okay.
At 11:59 a.m.
11:59 a.m.
Yep.
Okay.
And Grants with an S, New Mexico.
Grants, New Mexico. Okay. Yeah. Terrific.
Renee, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. You know, actually, Madeline, I'd love for you to take a peek at my business, which was birthed January 13th, 2012.
Okay, wait 1 second here. Let me.
Hang on just 1 second. There.
Let me make sure I get this in here correctly. January 12th.
13th.
I'm sorry. January 13th. Okay,
2012.
Oh, wow. That was a good day, my golly. Okay, what time did you do it?
At the, it says the license says 5:45, and then .22 p.m. Pacific time.
Wow. Okay, and where did you do that?
And that would have been from Bellevue, Washington, my home. I did everything online.
Okay, and did you? Is this a LLC or an incorporation?
LLC.
Oh, okay, then was it for, did you register it in Olympia?
Yeah, it probably would have been registered in
yeah.
Olympia, Washington.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I have the right place. Yeah, for the business, it'll be the Olympia because that's the only location where they do it. Okay, so let me have a look at this business here. I'm just going to quickly tell you, what would you like to know about it, whether the finances look good or
a couple things. One, I did the date for the URL at the same time, just a little bit right within that time period.
Okay.
And do I need to just kind of use that URL, get that site up as a process, your work in process from the business date, or do I have an other date that I should engage?
Your launch date will be more important. Your launch date will be more important than the day you got that URL. Yeah, the launch date, when
okay.
you actually put it up. So
okay.
when you're ready to do that, contact me, and I'll get you a date and time to do that so that your
okay.
finances will work
okay.
the best from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
it,
you did not have much time
coming.
Left here on this chart before it went to a timeout. So I think it went to a timeout at 5:58 Pacific time.
Yes. Yes,
and
I just made
so
it under.
Sort of got under here, so hopefully you got that URL the same, you know, before that timeout occurred that day. But
uh-huh.
Very good day. You know, it's strong. It looks like you're working the business. It looks like you have lots of communications going out with people. Like your website will make a lot of good contacts for you and bring people to you. And you have
mm-hmm.
opportunity for lots of income to come in and for good profitability.
Okay. And should I be spending time focusing on the services or the actual products that I have available this time?
I just realized what time we got to, and I apologize, I have to go. But call me for a consultation or call me back, and we'll talk about that. And thank you so much for calling. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Did you know that whether we work for someone else or for ourselves, we're the ones who's writing our paycheck each week? We each arrange our circumstances, unconsciously, of course, to provide a certain amount of money. And if you want more money, it helps to open to receiving more. To do so, just imagine that you now have 25% more in your bank account. Or choose your number, if that's too big of one. And when your body feels good with that, start amping it up until you reach the prosperity level you want. Now, join me again next Friday, January 27th, when I'll talk about how to make the most of Mars retrograde. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletter, too. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
But the thing, I agree, falling short, and I just realized this week, you know, that there was a part of me still, after all these dozens of years, that still wanted to remain hidden.
Yes.
Hidden. There was a part of me that was just, you know, just so much in shock over actually an event I remembered when I was a young baby.
Wow.
Barely out of the womb.
Mm.
And so I realized how much that was blocking me. And you know, Dr. Pat, it was coming up through feelings of fear and panic. And I had never known what they called panic, you know.
And you're going to be working with people. Perfect. You're going to be working with people at the Women in Wisdom around this. Let's mention that to everyone today.
Yes, yes. At the conference, the Women of Wisdom Conference, February 15th and 16th, I'll be doing a two-day workshop specializing in how we can free ourselves, free our true self. It's not, what I found is not as simple as we might think, but there are ways. So we'll be exploring communication, looking at blockages, looking at beliefs, social religious authority, human nature, the treasure chest of inner truth, DNA, RNA, a little bit of astrology, the myths we live by. We're going to be exploring seven facets of what I call our common story in order to be able to walk out of there on the 16th feeling,
I gotta go to this workshop. I have to come to this. I really do. I mean, because, you know, there's this dance you do between having a vision and being afraid that you're going to fall short. So what happens is you get stuck, you become immobilized in your life, right?
Well, you do, or else you, what I caught myself doing was these weird little behaviors that was
me too.
Myself.
No. I got the weird behavior thing going. Benny's looking at me. Benny's like shaking his head. Yep, she does. Wow.
And were you like me? Were you just like standing there scratching your head and saying, what is that?
I actually created a rash for myself to scratch. That's what's going on. Dr. Imsara, everyone, she is coming to town. You're going to hear lots more about this. Very cool. I'm going to be mentioning the workshop and all she's doing. Go to www.imsara.com. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Benny, Brian, thank you guys for being super sports. And I wonder what your one sentence looks like, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.